Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level, but beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication producing high quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market was extremely volatile again. We've seen over a week now of extreme volatility, not just in the cattle markets, but the markets as a whole. We finished the day down $4.50 in the feeder cattle futures, pretty much across the board. That put March at 108.50. That's new contract lows. And if you go back and look at the previous highs back in January to where we are today, we're currently, of course, significantly off the highs, but about 26.4% over the last 43 days. So a significant sell-off there. Live cattle, the same action here, but down 340 to 350 or so across the board here. This morning we opened up down the limit, and then believe it or not, we had about a 10-minute rally where it actually was higher on the day. Went $8 or $9 off of the low before retreating back to the limit. So extreme volatility in the cattle futures, and hogs the same way. We were down about $1.30 in the Aprils today, and $4.50 in the Mays, which put May hogs at 58.20 rather. I have heard both 105 and 110 trade today, and also seeing an extreme move in the box beef market. Choice was up $16 at 224, select up 14 at 216.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Grain futures were not invincible today. They have been a little bit immune to the sell-off, but today corn futures were down 7 to 10 cents. Soybeans down about 22 to 24 cents. Chicago wheat down 7 to 8. Kansas City down about 6 to 7. December cotton or cotton overall down about 150 points with December at 59.69, down 153. So the big news surrounding all of these markets and all of these trade ideas is the ongoing coronavirus and what it's doing to global economy. Currently, the Dow Jones is down about 2,600 points. The March futures are 20,397, and that's somewhere around 30% off of the high. So extreme sell-off. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve on a Sunday announced an emergency rate cut all the way down to near 0%. So hope 1 percentage point drop, and that has the bond futures, which reflect interest rates. So bonds are up about 4.12 at 181 in the June bonds, which significantly or means that interest rates have dropped pretty significantly at this time. So a lot going on all around these same unknowns here that are rippling through the markets, and that is really hitting close to home here for us in the ag markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.